proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We conclude our brief series about messianic expectations of the Jews, noting that the Jewish people, having rejected the messianic claims of Jesus Christ, the Jewish people still continued to hope for the coming of one they termed the Messiah. They had certain expectations in connection with the Messiah's lineage and work. Rabbinic Judaism, for example, believed that the Messiah's father would derive from the royal lineage of King David. Such Jews argued that when the Messiah came, he would gather the Jewish people together and deliver them from oppression. Furthermore, they believed Messiah would rebuild the temple, reinstitute the Jewish High Council, or Sanhedrin, and usher in a period of worldwide peace. The Jewish Talmud basically consisted of a collection of rabbinic writings about the Mosaic Law and about related subjects. The Talmuds, Jerusalem Talmud and Babylonian Talmud, were compiled during the 4th and 5th centuries AD. A Talmudic tractate entitled Sanhedrin provided extensive commentary on the subject of the Messiah. This tractate cited Rabbi Johanan, who lived during the New Testament era, Rabbi Johanan observing that, quote, "When thou seest a generation overwhelmed by many troubles as by a river, await him, that is the Messiah," unquote. In addition, the Jewish Talmuds included a number of anecdotes about rabbis who purportedly met the Messiah. Moses Maimonides, mentioned earlier in this series, was a doctor and a rabbi who flourished in the 12th century AD. He authored a treatise entitled Mishneh Torah, Hebrew for Repetition of Law. In that tome, he commented extensively about the world to come, known in Hebrew as Ha'olam Haba. This was another way of referring to the Messianic age Jews were expecting. For instance, Maimonides defined Ha'olam Haba as, quote, "a time frame in which the kingdom shall return to Israel, and they," that is the Jews, "they will return to the land of Israel, and the king who shall stand up will establish the place of his kingdom in Zion," unquote. Maimonides added that, quote, "the nations will enter a covenant of peace with him," Messiah, "and all lands shall serve him on account of the abundance of his righteousness," unquote. Moses Maimonides continued by noting that, quote, "the greatest advantage at that time will be that we'll have rest from the subjugation of the wicked kingdom, which prevents us from performing that which God has enjoined unto us to do, while knowledge will be vastly increased," unquote. In that same tractate, Maimonides discussed how a Jew could identify the Messiah when he came. Here were the words Moses Maimonides penned. Quote, "If therefore a descendant of David earnestly studies the Torah, the law, observes what the written and oral Torah enjoins, causes all Israelites to act similarly, exhorts those who are lax in their performance of the commandments, and fights the wars of the Lord, he may possibly be the Messiah," unquote. "If such a person does not succeed or gets killed in war," Maimonides continued, "it's certain that he's not the Messiah promised by the Torah." Jewish people today reject Jesus Christ as the Messiah. In their opinion, he did not institute an era of peace and widespread knowledge at his coming. Yet Scripture indicates that Jesus Christ will come again, and while he did not establish a kingdom of peace and righteousness and widespread knowledge during his first coming, he will accomplish these tasks after his second coming, when he rules and reigns on earth for 1,000 years. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.